Hare Krishna. Here I am in Budapest. Nice to be able to speak to all of you. And I hope that you can all hear on the other side. I just woke up from a little nap after lunch, and somehow or another I've got a cold again after all this traveling in subarctic air-conditioned airplanes and airports. I got back here to Budapest. We left Kazakhstan at midnight. It was really beautiful. Actually, the weather there was extraordinary over the last 3 weeks. I just say extraordinary because I haven't seen steady, sunny weather in such a long time. It's always so variable. And except for Janmashtami, when it got a little cloudy, there were no clouds to be seen for 3 days straight. And my flight left around 3:30 this morning, and really moved straight through. I had a very short stop over in Frankfurt, which I was sorry for, because just before I got on the plane, a Bhaktaslava gave me $300 to buy some jewelry for Srimati Radharani for Radhastami, which I really also wanted to buy, but it really wasn't possible. I just ran from one plane to the next, so I'll have to go in to some shop here in Budapest and get some present for Radhesham. I wasn't able to get anything for Shamasundar, for Janmashtami, so I have to get something for Srimati Radharani for Radhastami. It's wonderful being here in Budapest. It was wonderful seeing the devotees who I'd seen, which Vijayagranga Prabhu came to pick me up at the airport and told me about the Namhara camp and Janmashtami and the big Euro Woodstock that we have here for 1 week in Budapest on the island. It's called the Island Woodstock Festival. And then, of course, the temple is as beautiful as ever. And Dhanitai Vijayagranga are even more beautiful. They were really nicely dressed, and I was able to take their darshan before I had wonderful prasadam. I hadn't also had Dhanitai Vijayagranga's Mahaprasadam for 3 weeks, and I'd really quite missed that, although of course Govinda Maharaj's cooking and hospitality is always exemplary and more than first class. Before I go on, I just want to give a thanks to some of the devotees who responded to my request the other day on the podcast to help sell some of the outstanding Krishna Sanghatis that are sitting primarily in the UK and America. Barshana, Mike Rainford, Srimati down under, Prajasevaki in Mayapur, and Manmohan here in Hungary, they all either ordered some boxes of books or already had some other devotees purchase some from them. So a real thank you to you, because as I'd written earlier, the sale of Krishna Sanghati is the financial basis for printing Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, this present book that is being not proofread really. At least the English version is coming close to the printing stage. And for devotees who don't know the way in which I try to sell the books, is just to have devotees sort of multi-level market them, which means that 10 devotees take responsibility to sell 10 books to another 10 devotees, who then also try to each get another 10 devotees to sell 10 books at cost price. Reason not being so that I can make some kind of profit because I need the money. It's because it's the funds which I use for some projects for Radha Shyamasundar. The present one, which I've been saving for the last 3 years, is to renovate their entire deity room, pujari department at New Brajadam. You could say it's my only direct sankirtan for their lordships. So that's why we always try to sell the books from even at the printing stage at retail price. Just a brief report on the Kazakhstan situation. There is no real report. There's been no change. Although there's this major religious freedoms conference of all things in the middle of September in Kazakhstan, which is quite important. So I'm going to ask devotees who are in different parts of the world that if you can sign a petition and get other devotees to also fill out the same petition and send it away to the president of Kazakhstan, then that would be much appreciated. We're trying to generate as much pressure as possible. When you go online to the website, you'll see a link where the editor will have lodged this petition as well as instructions as to how to send it and where to send it and who to send it to. So even if you're just doing it as one individual or as a family, by all means, please do that. Every extra letter is another voice and it has its own weight and pressure on the powers that be to recognize that people all over the world are concerned that the devotees in Kazakhstan are really properly treated with the type of respect that all other religious organizations are. So this is going to be up on the link permanently, and please, if you can get others also to write in that letter, it only takes a little time. There's no loss and there's no expenditure. It'll be greatly appreciated by Govinda Maharaj and the devotees in Kazakhstan. Indradrumna Swami is coming tomorrow afternoon and he'll be staying through until Radhastami. But particularly on Sunday we're having another big wedding. Nilamani Chakrabarti and Namaruchi are getting married, and the second household couple will be Anjavati and Gopi Krishna Prabhu. So that's going to be another preaching event and another opportunity for some grihasthas to use their ashram as a way of serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Well, this is really a brief podcast, and since all I've really done is bring you up to date on things, and I'm also a little foggy myself because of this cold that's still dodging me, I'm just going to sign off by reading a little something from Rupa Goswami. And this quote by Rupa Goswami is something that's really quite applicable to us. We've all given ourselves to Krishna at one time or another, in one way or another. But have we given ourselves completely to Him? We've gone through the process of saying, I surrender to Krishna, O Lord, I'm yours. O Radha Shyam, I love you, please accept me. But then there are still some residual things that we hold back, that keep back, that really allow us or obstruct us from being able to honestly and sincerely say, I'm yours. And here is a nice verse to meditate upon, wherein Rupa Goswami says, Govinde Swayam Akauri Sarojanetri Premandabara Vapur Arpanam Sakitvam Karpanyamna Krudara Valokadane Vikrite Karini Kim Anukushe Vyadha. My dear friend, you've already sold yourself and all your beauty to Govinda. Now you should not be bashful. Please look upon him cheerfully. One who has sold an elephant to another person should not make a miserly quarrel about selling the trident which controls the elephant. This is one gopi speaking to Srimati Radharani, saying that you've given yourself already to Krishna. Now, why don't you look at him? What's the point of giving yourself to him if you won't even look at him? It's like selling someone an elephant, but then being miserly about the trident that controls the elephant. Similarly, we've already given our lives to Krishna. We've already gone through all the formalities. We've already said all the words. Now, having done all that, then what about just this little detail about giving our heart as well? Why are we holding that one thing back? Hare Krishna.